News, I'm Brian Clark. Two paramedics in Colorado were convicted Friday of criminally negligent homicide in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. These two injected him with ketamine after he was detained by a police officer because a woman said he looked suspicious. Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser said after the verdict,
Elijah did nothing wrong. His life mattered. He should be with us here today.
The International Association of Firefighters said bringing charges against the paramedics set a dangerous, chilling precedent for pre-hospital care. The Supreme Court denied a request from special counsel Jack Smith to rule immediately on former President Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution. D.C. Circuit will first decide with a hearing set for January. So far, so good. In the busiest holiday travel season in years, there were fewer than 100 flights in the U.S. canceled yesterday. This is ABC News. As hostages remain in Hamas custody after the October 7th attack, there's the first confirmed death of an American kidnapped that day.
Gadi Hagi, 73 years old, according to Kibbutz Ne'er Oz, says he was murdered on October 7th. Now, his wife, Judy Weinstein, 70 years old, she's still believed to be in captivity.
This year's wine won't be ready to drink this holiday season, but Northern California's wine industry is touting this year's harvest as maybe the best on record.
Winemakers in Sonoma and Napa counties say the 2023 harvest will be the best vintage of our lifetime. A mix of rain and a long growing season with more hang time on the vines have created grapes they say have never been seen in the wine country. Megan Zobeck is the winemaker at Burgess Cellars. She says it's like a perfect wave for a surfer.
Like when you taste it, you know, you're just like, oh my gosh, this harvest. this is incredible.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin ranks 22nd among the 50 states when it comes to health care. That's according to the United Health Foundation. Mike Moan spoke with local public health officials about what's working in Wisconsin and what's not.
Some of the state's strengths include a low prevalence of non-medical drug use and encouraging results for physical activity. But it's 49th in the nation for public health funding. Dave Reinders leads Health and Human Services for Buffalo County. He notes that most of his budget is tied to local property taxes. He suggests more outside resources could help expand efforts in areas such as tobacco use prevention.
We're dealing with vaping. We're dealing with other ways of consuming nicotine that are being made available and marketed to children. But what we don't have is really a strong enough voice and presence to really work with community intensively.
Watchdogs note that Wisconsin's near-bottom ranking for public health spending is partially influenced by what it receives from the CDC. On a national scale, UnitedHealthcare's Rhonda Randall says they're seeing concerning trends for chronic health conditions such as diabetes and heart disease.
This is something that we have been concerned about for quite some time. And when we looked at the data at this year's report, it's really unfortunate to see that the number of adults living with chronic conditions in the United States is the highest we've seen it.
Wisconsin ranks 28th in the nation for the percentage of adults with multiple chronic conditions. Randall notes this trend comes amid a decline in licensed primary caregivers around the country. She says this prompts a call to action for individuals to analyze the choices they make that affect their health and for communities to pull as many supportive resources together as possible. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some fog this morning that's going to burn off. It'll stay cloudy through the day today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, showers late tonight, our low 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, a high of 50, more rain, maybe mixing with a little snow tomorrow night into Christmas Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to previously recorded content on the Civic Media Radio Network.
December 23rd, 2023. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you pre-recorded and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, here in the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, the old NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. On recent shows, I've had guests whose families have lived in Waukesha for three generations or more. And as a transplant, I can say there are certainly a growing number of Waukesha residents by choice. And then there are those who opted to pursue their lives in other parts of the world, but Waukesha still remains, plays an important part in the blueprint of their lives. And one example is this, I believe he's 21 years old, a rising star in the current rock music scene. His name is Cole Gallagher, and we are honored to have him here as our guest, coming to out of the LA area. Right, Cole, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Don. I'm doing well. Happy to be here.
Terrific. And so Cole's mother's family came from Waukesha. And also Cole's joined by his guitar teacher or maestro, if you will, who's been working with Cole since he was 11 years old. Is that correct? John Clough is his name.
Yeah, it's 11 or 12, somewhere right around there. We've been going 10 years straight.
Sounds great. And you've heard the expression of worlds colliding, but here in Waukesha, I have the opportunity of like worlds coming together. And so the other part of Cole's life, Cole's father, Danny, was a childhood friend of mine back in Orchard Park, New York. And, you know, those big Irish families just gravitated towards. Actually, Cole's dad's family moved into the house where I'm the youngest of 10, so in 1966, my family moved out of that house and sold it to the Gallaghers. And that's how we met the Gallaghers originally. And we were friends with many of Cole's uncles and aunts. Cole's, your aunt Anne was a year behind me in school. We were really good friends, you know, in addition to your dad and all your other, your uncles. And so, great family. And it's neat to see, I first learned about Cole from his very proud father, posting on Facebook. And, more than just a personal connection, Cole has really established a really neat resume. He's performed works of music with David Hidalgo from Los Lobos and some other like legendary musicians and producers. And do you want to comment on that, Cole and John, who you've worked with so far in your young career?
Yeah. So I guess to name a few people that I've worked with, the guy who produced my record is very accomplished producer. I had a great privilege of working with Vance Powell. He's out of Nashville. I also had the opportunity to record with the studio session players that play. Some of them were in Jason Isbell's band, the 400 Unit. It's Jimbo Hart and Sadler Vaden and Chad Gamble on this record. But I also, you know, worked with the likes of studio musicians that were more oriented towards, auxiliary instruments within rock and roll, like Fats Kaplan on the pedal steel, Eleanor Denig and Kara Fox playing fiddle. There was these guys who had worked with Jack White and the Raconteurs. I believe his name was Leaf, and he came in with three guys as well. But probably the, at least my favorite to talk about is this guy Barry Billings that I recorded with. Barry is this cat out of Muscle Shoals that I actually believe he's from. He's not originally from Muscle Shoals, but he moved there. But Barry, I met in the lobby of a Marriott, and I didn't know who he was, and he didn't know who I was. But in Muscle Shoals at the Marriott, they have a little stage downstairs, and I had just gotten off the road and I was sleeping in my room, and my dad came and shook me awake, and he's like, "Come on, you're going to play." I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I get up and I get out of bed and I go downstairs and I'm half asleep playing. And I get to talking to the guy who hands me the guitar, is Barry. Again, I didn't even know his name yet. I get to talking to him after, and come to find out that he knew everybody that I was working with, because Jimbo and Chad and Sadler were, people that were around locally in the Shoals a lot. But a more personal connection to that band is Barry used to run this jam at a restaurant called La Fonda's, and La Fonda's, he had a band there called the Iguana Party. And when they got started, Jason Isbell had heard about it when he was 15 years old, and he brought his friend Chris Tompkins, and they started going there every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to play with Barry and the band. And that's kind of where Jason got his chops learning how to play, was with Barry and the guys in the Iguana Party. And so, Barry's played with Jason on numerous occasions, and Amanda Shires. He's also toured with Marie Osmond. I mean, he's an extremely accomplished guy, but more than anything to me, he's a very dear friend, and just one of the sweetest guys I've had the pleasure of working with.
That's really neat. Hey, Cole, I'm going to pause here for a moment. I want to read this. I guess you could describe it as a review that was done of you a couple years ago. It says, Cole Gallagher is a type of person who fits the definition of born in the wrong century to a T. In spite of his age, one conversation with him proves his soul predates the 21st century. Even those closest to him believe his soul was of someone who previously lived in the 60s, which could explain his draw towards the rock greats like Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and Bruce Springsteen, to name a few. At such a young age, he has so much he feels the need to say through his music. Acknowledging personal struggles and his interpretations of the world we live in are common themes within his music. Cole's deep and soulful tone in his singing is intriguing upon first listen, layered with his thoughtful lyrics. He is on track to be a mainstay in rock music today. And this was and they were promoting your first single, Smoking Gun, that had just come out at the time. So, and now how many albums have you produced so far? Is it two, I believe?
Two have been produced, and that happened during the quarantine.
Right.
To say something, it's actually John who continuously, he's the one brainwashing me to believe that I was born in the 60s, and that life. We knew each other, but I went off to Vietnam and died. Now here I am again.
Reborn.
I swear it's true.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I forgot to mention our faithful producer, our expert in house, Anastasia, is here. How much time do we have before our very important messaging from the community? 6 minutes. So we've got plenty of time here. And Hey, just also want to, you know, again, this is being recorded Wednesday night, and when I was, I thought I could do some real quick shopping before coming to the studio. This was around like 5-ish, and I couldn't find a single spot anywhere in downtown Waukesha. The place was packed. Holiday spirit everywhere. It was a really great sign to see. And when you're hearing this on this Saturday, the 23rd, and you still have some last-minute shopping to do, please be sure to check out Rivers End Gallery for any jewelry for those special special someone's in your life. Everything in the store is 20% off. And these there's Christmas cards in the gallery in the back designed by a local artist named Ken Swanson. They are cool. I think I bought like 4 of them so far. So check that out. And also want to share some also really exciting local news. Many of us know Sherry Mode, I believe her last. It's M-O-E-D-E, and she's the server at Dave's. On Tuesday, she received a $1,000 tip. So what a great way to... You know, good holiday wishes for her. And Dave's is a favorite diner for a lot of people here. And you got to get in there early because it's not a very big place. It's about the size of our studio. Yeah, but food's really good as always. And of course, the service. So congrats to Sherry. And back to our young prodigy here, Cole Gallagher and his guitar teacher, actually, John Clough. Now, Cole, your mother's family came from here and again, we're proud to be the hometown of Les Paul. He's buried here, and the Les Paul Foundation is here. And, you know, what would you say for both of you has been Les Paul's influence on your lives as guitar, you know, aficionados, maestros, denizens?
You know, you know, the first guitar that I picked up was actually a Epiphone, right? And, okay. Yeah, and then I fell in love with that shape, and then later on when I started getting more serious, I picked up I got a Les Paul that was brand new in 2014, and
wow.
I just played it every day. I remember. You know, and so I actually started out on electric guitar with John.
Oh, cool.
And I eventually switched to acoustic as more of a mainstay instrument simply because there's great contention between John and I about this, but I went to Nashville for the first time and realized that after walking into the first bar, I realized that I was a rhythm guitarist. And I was going to have a hard time keeping up with guys that have been playing, the Allman Brothers and
sure.
Since they were like 12 years old, you know, I can do it. It's just kind of a little point of contention between us because, you know, obviously he's pushing me to do better and I'm dragging my feet to, you know, main stay on the path of just when I pick up the guitar,
sure,
focusing on writing and learning new chord structures, and you know, if I get there with the speed and all that, eventually I will. But
sounds great.
I don't know. You want to? John?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm mostly into acoustics, but I do like electrics. So I've had Fender electrics.
Nice.
I've not had any Les Pauls, but sorry, Les.
No worries.
But they're all good. I've played Les Paul. I think they're excellent.
Yeah. So, well, it's just like the influence on the whole electric guitar, I guess, category.
Oh, for sure. Huge. Yeah.
So, we're going to go and we have some very important messages from the community, but stick around. There's more from Cole Gallagher. In fact, we're going to hear one of his songs, Lines in the Sky, which I'm a huge fan of. And stick around, more on the show. We got some more local news as well as the story of another boy. So stick around as This Week in Waukesha continues.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to previously recorded content on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Welcome back, and for regular listeners, you're listening to Fairy Tale of New York by the late Shane McGowan and the Pogues with the late Kirsty MacColl, arguably the greatest Christmas song of the 20th century and one that continues to pull at the heartstrings, especially this Christmas since this is our first without one of my musical heroes, Shane McGowan. But you know, we talk about that circle of life, and John mentioned, you know, guitar teacher John Clough mentioned his young protege is an old soul from the past. And so you talk about the circle of life, and that's our guest is our young musical phenom, Cole Gallagher, whose mother's family comes from Waukesha, from Wisconsin. And we're going to play a song now called Lines from the Sky, which is a recent, and the video is also really cool. And it's on Cole's website. It's ColeGallagher.com, right? ColeGallagher. Let's try it again. ColeGallagher.com.
That's correct.
Yeah. So I got I was starting to get mixed up with that James Cagney, the Harrigan song, and I almost started singing that. So, but HARRI. So yeah, we're gonna take a few minutes to listen to that, and then we're gonna you know, ask Cole a few questions about the song and the story behind it, and some of his other music.
Stand over you.
You toss and turn and you are alone.
tell us the story behind that song.
Well, about how it was written. Yeah. I actually called up John. I think we ended that, you know, I was writing it during the quarantine. Mm. John and I were working over Zoom, and I called him at like maybe 9 o'clock at night, and he was up and I was up because we turned into degenerates and night owls like a lot of other
zombies.
People. Yeah. Yeah. But we were up till like I was working, and we were writing over Zoom, and he's given me some pointers, but I think we stayed up until 4 a.m. on that call, or two or four. We were up late.
It was late.
Yeah, I that's all I really remember about it. I mean, it was very stream of consciousness too. The song was originally 7 minutes long.
Okay.
So, but it got cut down in the studio, and John very much likes the 7 minute version.
Sounds good.
He's insistent that I put it out.
Oh, I think it's too short at 7 minutes.
Yeah,
I hear you. So, wait, when we
I'm
come back,
Dylan freak.
When we come back from these important messages, more on Cole Gallagher and some more of his great music here as This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing "Go Away, Bye," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Two paramedics in Colorado were convicted Friday of criminally negligent homicide in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. These two injected him with ketamine after he was detained by a police officer because a woman said he looked suspicious. Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser said after the verdict,
Elijah did nothing wrong. His life mattered. He should be with us here today.
The International Association of Firefighters said bringing charges against the paramedics set a dangerous, chilling precedent for pre-hospital care. The Supreme Court denied a request from Special Counsel Jack Smith to rule immediately on former President Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution. D.C. Circuit will first decide with a hearing set for January. So far, so good. In the busiest holiday travel season in years, there were fewer than 100 flights in the U.S. canceled yesterday. This is ABC News.
Packer makes a comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. Rookie tight end Luke Musgrave spoke to reporters for the first time in 5 weeks after suffering a severely lacerated kidney against the Chargers. How did he know it was serious?
Just blood in the urine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big issue.
Do you still feel it?
Yeah. Yeah, you still feel it just because there's so much bleeding, but yeah, feeling better.
When you were in the hospital, what were you thinking about?
Just hoping that I didn't have to have an emergency kidney surgery.
College basketball, number 6 ranked Marquette beat Georgetown 81-51, and the 24th ranked Wisconsin Badgers 80-53 victory over Chicago State. Up next, the Badgers start playing conference opponents, guard Max Klesmet.
Everybody's got the same mindset going into the conference, you know, season here. Trying to take it one game at a time, keeping the main thing, and focusing on the goals that we got set out for it.
That's Badgers guard Max Klesmet. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
We have some fog this morning. That's going to burn off. It'll stay cloudy through the day today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy showers late tonight, our low 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, a high of 50. More rain, maybe mixing with a little snow tomorrow night into Christmas Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
When President Joe Biden visited the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee, your local civic media radio stations had it covered live. News director Terry Bell.
Heard a lot about Bidenomics and his plan to grow the economy by growing the middle class out as opposed to the upper class down.
And Earl Ingram.
Credit the Biden administration. He's already made things happen.
Your place for special live coverage. It's your local civic media radio station and the civic media app.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to previously recorded content on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Hey, we're back, and this is a rare rendition of Frosty the Snowman by Leon Redbone and Dr. John, the Mac Revenak. And I first became aware of Dr. John from the movie The Last Waltz. It was the Martin Scorsese film about the band's last concert, and it was a all-star cast of supporting musicians that got to play with the band. And that was one of my favorites when Dr. John came out and did Such a Night. And this one he did with Leon Redbone, Frosty the Snowman. I really enjoy it. So fun little Christmas holiday song there from one of the greats. And we're back with Cole Gallagher and his guitar teacher, shall we say, John Clough. And out of L.A. And, Cole, you also, I love the name of your band. It's Cole Gallagher and the Lesser Saints. That's a great, where did that name come? And do you still have the Lesser Saints, or are you solo now?
Well, the idea was originally that I, as a solo artist, to separate my name from the band because I do play a solo a lot. And I won't get into it, but that was a point of contention in the past.
Sure, sure.
But I will say that the name actually originally came from this guy, Logan Bishop, who was playing with me. It came from his father.
Okay.
So, I kind of just kept going with it. Even after Logan went off to college and, I just love the name. But I will say, I have been playing for PR purposes mainly. I've been playing just under my Cole Gallagher name because of the confusion. There was sure. this whole thing about like in Pasadena, we were playing this gig and everybody said, oh, it's this local band, the Lesser Saints, running it, right? But some nights I'd be there alone.
Okay.
And then it's just strange. It was tough to promote gigs. So, sure. But I do, I don't know. It, just at this juncture, I plan on bringing back the name into
sure.
into some sort of relevancy.
Yeah, and, that's a great name. So
yeah, no. And also, I'm, I believe, Irish Catholic, so it's kind
yeah.
of...
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about it. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cole and I had a great phone conversation earlier today. I was telling them about the Pogues, who are my favorite band, and some other great Irish band. It turns out we both like Glenn Hansard a lot, who's a great, I think, a great influence. And
unbelievable singer.
Yeah, he really is. I really enjoy, and I got to see him play here in Milwaukee at the Pabst Theater, and it was a great show. And he threw some props to the band. I think he might have covered one of their songs. And was a big Tim Buckley fan. And he knew the late Jeff Buckley, Tim's son. And they had a great conversation about that. About he didn't know at first that he was Tim Buckley's son, but yeah, no, I'm huge on Glenn Hansard, and it's neat that he's had some influence on you too, Cole. I'm trying to think, how should we say it? Oh, one of the things I thought was neat was you got permission to play a rare song that Bruce Springsteen had written but never produced. Mm. And what was that called again? Like Sugarland or something? Or was
Sugarland,
it
yeah. Sugarland, so yeah. The song was written in the 80s around the time that this there was a farming crisis.
Okay.
Or more like an sure. economic crisis.
Yeah.
It was written around the time he did Born in the USA.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
What ended up happening was, you know, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. But what ended up happening was it got I like to call it C-side. It didn't end up on a
sure.
It didn't even end up on B-side
of a 45. Or, yeah,
yeah, and or you know, but he did play it live a couple of times, and I found it on an old bootleg CD that my dad had in his collection.
Of course.
And you know, that's kind of where I really got started with my love of music, was right there digging through CDs in my dad's
sure.
collection.
But, sure.
We demoed it. We sent it off to his folks, and I'm extremely proud and humbled to be able to say that, you know, this song's available it's been released.
That's great.
Officially.
With the boss's blessing too, right?
I hesitate to say it
okay.
because I've never
sure,
heard
sure.
a word from
yeah,
him.
Yeah. But somebody...
but I know for sure that Kate Landau had heard it, which is John Landau's daughter, and John is his manager, and I
sure.
assume that John heard it as well. But
okay,
again, yeah, I, you know, the he's done this in the past for some other artists. I think the last time, the one that I could find was, you know, I. It's evading me right now, but the point is that Bruce is an extremely generous guy
yeah.
In general. I mean, you look at him just pulling people to dance on
sure.
stage every show, and
yeah.
Constantly out there fighting for what, you know, putting his money where his mouth is and
yeah.
fighting for what he believes in. And like, I got to tell you, like, he's a true hero of mine, because yeah. I remember I was just a little kid the first time I heard I'm on Fire. And
sure.
I ever since that moment, that was the first song I ever heard in my life. And ever since then,
oh, wow.
I followed his career really closely, yep. fell in love with his writing, and just absolutely... I'm just completely in awe of the guy's
yeah.
stage presence. I mean, I've never seen anything like it until
sure.
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
My
youngest daughter will be pleased to hear that. She's a huge fan. Yeah. Now I heard
yeah.
she lights up a stage.
Yeah, no, man. She, 3-hour show, man.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah, no, that's
what the boss was known for. 3 or 4 hour shows.
But yeah. apparently for 6 months, every day, this girl was jogging and walking while singing on a treadmill just to prepare for this tour.
Wow.
Every single day.
Respect.
For 3 hours a day. I mean, she, you
that's
know, but,
yeah,
but that, you know, that's, it takes a lot. I mean, I've done 4-hour shows before just standing still, you know, and I'm like destroyed by the end of it. But the, you know, the idea, honestly, I don't know. There's so many great artists out there.
But I know you say about Bruce Springsteen, you'll appreciate this. I'm showing my age here, Cole, but I was in high school when Born in the USA came out, and that was the first time I got to see him. And it was in Toronto, at where the Blue Jays used to play. So it was only 16,000 people. And that's what he was known for, is he would never play anything under 20,000. And so it was always really great, intimate venues. And I really felt like I knew the guy after the show was over, because he would talk, you know, in between songs, and he'd tell great stories. And the songs, of course, were amazing stories. And yeah, I mean, 3-4 hour show, amazing. And then, you know, his success, it was that tour where he started doing big stadiums because the demand was just so high. For me, it was that Born to Run album, or Darkness in the Edge of Town, that was probably preceded that by like 10 years. And those were brilliant. And, you know, the fact that he was continuing to make great records over such a long period of time too, or just produce great music. I know some real, some true fans, they love that Tunnel of Love album that came out after Born in the USA, because it was all about his marriage falling apart. So it's just like the lyrics and the music was really
and set to like a carnival-esque sort of themed thing. I mean, it's really interesting, like Coney Island type stuff.
Yeah. So great range.
But Darkness is one of my favorite.
Sure.
I think it is my favorite Bruce Springsteen record.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just because it's just song after great song.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to hear the stark difference between Born to Run and Darkness back to back. I mean, just in the musical motifs, he moves into a lot more minor songs, and even the more upbeat tunes have like these kind of like darker undertones to it, but it's still like a glimmer of hope throughout every tune, I think is a beautiful thing.
It sure is. So yeah, good music for the holidays, right? Good Christmas music.
Absolutely.
So, hey, real quick, just switching gears for a moment, local sports. This week, Waukesha South defeated crosstown rivals, arch rivals, Waukesha West, 63-47, a big win. It was their second win in a row after soundly beating non-conference opponent Lake Geneva Badger in a rare Monday-Tuesday night fight ticket, if you will. And so now the Blackshirts are 4-5, I believe, 1-4 in the Classic Eight. So the win over West was their first Classic Eight victory. And then Wednesday night, which is tonight when we're pre-recording, Carroll University women's basketball defeated St. Norbert's 86-49. The Piles were led by Olivia Rangel and Natalie Gricius, who scored 21 points and 19 points respectively in another winning effort. The Pioneers women's basketball team are now 8-3. And keep in mind, there's also great sponsorships available for our sports and just here on WAUK in general. And you know, for you business owners, get yourselves a gift that keeps giving, and think about a sponsorship here at WAUK. It supports local news, local sports, local culture, and all things Waukesha, especially, and also these unique interviews with up-and-coming artists like Cole Gallagher. And your sponsorship helps us build a more connected community that drives more customers to your door and more excitement to our university city. And real quick before we return to Cole, one of our sponsors is Mary Jane's on Main Street. And I was in there last Saturday doing some shopping after my show and was automatically entered into a drawing for free Bucks tickets. And guess what? I won. I couldn't use the tickets, but was able to give them to another Waukesha business owner who got to take her son, who actually just got into town for Christmas. And it was a real treat for them. So thanks again to Mary Mai of Mary Jane's for all that you do to support our community. And to all the other business owners, help us make more magic happen here on WAUK. So, and returning to Cole, we have 3 minutes before our next commercial segment. And we were talking about Bruce Springsteen, but also in that one review I read, there were some comparisons, or they mentioned Led Zeppelin, they mentioned Pink Floyd. Huge fans of all of those bands, including Springsteen. But for a musician, though, did you capture all of those influences? Or because that seems kind of hard to do, knowing how like they kind of represent, even though their messagings are similar and they're do you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you encapsulate all of that music, or how would you say, what is your style in terms of your music?
You know what? I would say, not in one song, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
That first record I did was very eclectic. I'm leaning more towards, you know, it's tough like to pinhole or to precisely say exactly what my style is. I mean, John can speak to this. I'm showing him different stuff all the time. Every time we're getting into lessons, I'm asking him, like, just, you know, I was working on Jerry Reed's The Claw just recently, and we started out on the Comfortably Numb solo.
Oh wow!
Remember that, John?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think you have a country kink to your music, along with
that's what I was going to say too. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, no, so, and that's the thing is, the strangest thing is that I did not grow up around country music.
Right.
I mean, very little actual influence from there. But what I did have was CCR.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and I was constantly looking for music that kind of was in the vein of defining historical moments.
When we come back from these important messages, more with Cole Gallagher, one of my favorite new musicians, as This Week in Waukesha continues. Plus, next week is a year in review, so stick around, lots more. And then A Story of Another Boy when we come back.
Frosty the snowman knew the sun was a hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun out before I melt away.
Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right through that traffic cop.
And he only paused in a moment when he heard him a holler style.
Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way,
but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. A thump a thump a thump a thump a thump a thump a thump.
Look at Frosty go.
Thump a thump a thump a thump a thump a thump a thump.
Over the hills of snow.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
Have you ever celebrated Festivus? It only started in 1997, but the quirky holiday quickly became a way some families enjoy the season without the commercialism, even though the TV show Seinfeld helped make it popular. All you need to celebrate? A Festivus pole to decorate, time for airing of grievances, and the party ends with a Festivus feast. Everyone brings a dish to pass. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to previously recorded content on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come down to the manger. Little stranger wrapped in swaddling, clothed the Prince of Peace. The wheels start turning, the torches start burning, and behold, wise men journey from the east. Our bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas.
must be tonight.
Hey, we're back on This Week in Waukesha. Don Brown with Cole Gallagher and his guitar maestro, or sensei, John Clough. And hey, that song you just heard, another Christmas favorite. It's Christmas Must Be Tonight by the band. And another, you know, again, huge influence on me. And I know Robbie Robertson was another great one that we lost this year, and he's fondly remembered. And I know another band that the Gallagher Boys, back where I grew up, were big fans of, along with The Boss. And so just, yeah, a lot of great influences. And I was telling Cole, you know, jokingly, you know, when a lot of bands or musicians become famous or become big, like there's pressure on them to do a Christmas song. And, you know, some of it's just, you know, whatever it is, it's funny or it's whatever. But that song, but I always love the Pogues, is because there was just such a raw beauty to it and real darkness to it. And yeah, I'm talking about Fairy Tale of New York, that I think that's still my favorite Christmas song. But Cole, have you been approached about doing a Christmas song yet, or?
Just recently. You know, I haven't taken it up yet because, writing a Christmas song is a lot harder than you'd think.
Yeah, and that was the neat thing. There was a whole documentary about that Pogue song. You have to look for it. It's really cool. It's like an hour long. And in the video, Matt Dillon was in it. He plays a cop that's bringing Shane McGowan in for, like, disorderly conduct or drunkenness or something. And it's pretty cool. So, but
I'll check it out. Yeah, I listened to the tune. It's a great, great song.
Isn't it something? Yeah.
You know, my favorite time of year music wise, honestly, it is Christmas. And it just because, sure. I mean, you know, there's the whole,
yeah, no, no doubt.
But I'll say that I just love it because, you know, I always associate songs like that with my family, and I never really had, never had a bad time around Christmas. I don't know if everybody's just putting on a face or something, but you know what, it works for me. And I just have to say, you know, I was really fortunate growing up that I had a family that really worked hard to make Christmas special.
Sure. And, yeah, no, same here. That's a good point. You know, and this also is a good lead into, you know, as we're here in the old NAMI building, that Christmas for everybody's not a special time. There's loneliness, and there's people battling depression, and keep those people in your hearts. But also know that there's, you know, be sure to look up NAMI Wisconsin here, right in our backyard. They're over on Grandview now. Be sure to make a call. They're counselors around the clock, and a lot of great support services. And because no one should feel alone during the holiday season. And you know, especially here in Waukesha, we emphasize Waukesha strong. And I'm really glad you mentioned that, Cole. And will you be playing any gigs around the holidays? I know you've played a lot of the great clubs at Los Angeles, you know, where a lot of great bands have been discovered and, you know, booked and all this stuff.
I'm kind of taking a minute to chill during the holidays, but I'm coming back with some vengeance in January. I'm going to play an event at Third and Lensley in Nashville for WMOT, and I'm bringing in a full band for that. Hopefully, wow. I'll have another couple of gigs lined up.
Sure,
I'm playing another show on January 18th in Pasadena, and then at the Old Town Pub, which is just kind of like our local dive bar.
Nice.
And that's always a blast. But
yeah,
the,
no place like home. It's your Stone Pony, huh, for those Springsteen fans, right?
Honestly, you know, if you're ever out here, man, you got to see it. It's insane. It's just, it literally, you walk down this alley that smells like garbage and, you know, God knows what else, and you see this, like, literally a hole in a wall at the end of an alley, and you walk inside and it's just like the diviest dive bar you ever seen. I love the place to death. I mean, it's got so much character. It used to be called the Loch Ness, and they had this like dragon that has a fog machine hooked up to it and the ventilation. Right. And so they'll turn on the fog machine and it blows smoke out of its nose. It's you know, it's cool, man. It's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, we have 2 minutes for the next break, but I want to you mentioned that you've performed there a couple times and you've done some studio work there as well, right? How did that all happen?
In Nashville?
Yeah. Just networking?
Long story short, yeah. No, I would say networking, but again, came down in my family. You know, my dad had this friend, Mark Levine, and Mark Levine helped run a studio in Orange County. And in Orange County, there was this guy named Chris Sikora.
Sure.
Who basically had connections into that world. And Chris, you know, when he started hearing my music, it became evident to him that, you know, these particular connections he had would probably work really well with what I was doing.
Okay.
And I just became I can only define it as luck.
Right.
By that I mean when opportunity meets preparation.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And yep. And that I was just very lucky that that they took interest in what I was doing.
Sounds great. Hey, when we come back for our second hour, more with Cole Gallagher, a rising star in the current rock music scene, but heavily influenced by the music of our rock heritage of the 20th century, and plus the story of another boy, and announcements for upcoming guests for this week in Waukesha in the new year. So, and a lot more to unpack, some good holiday shopping tips as well as we get closer to Christmas as this week in Waukesha continues. Hour two. Do not go away.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. TSA says it screened more than 2